From New York City, the Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Mr. Ace and Jane, starring radio's original comedy couple, The Aces. Tonight, Chapter 54. Mr. Ace has a run-in with the law, his mother-in-law, and he becomes so exasperated he decides to take the law into his own hands. Tell me, Mr. Ace, does Jane's mother annoy you that much?
Well, it's the little things that annoy me, Ken. For instance, you know, I have a favorite easy chair I love to sit in after dinner, and in the 4 months she's been with us, she has to pick that chair to sit in every night. Oh, I'll admit she gets it fairly. She races me for it. And every night I pay $280 to place. Of course, there are various methods. I could get rid of my mother-in-law, and I'd have my chair back. I've thought them all over. First, there's this method. And then, of course, there's... And then there's another dandy way. I could get rid of her in any one of those ways, and I'd be sure to get the chair. The easy chair. But last week I hit upon a really diabolical scheme, and much safer. It began one night after dinner when we were in the living room. Jane was sitting at her desk writing a letter. I was standing in the middle of the room reading the evening paper, just for spite. And Mother was sitting in my easy chair doodling.
Doodly doo da doodle doo da doodly doo da doodle.
Mother. Mother. Mother dear.
Yes.
Shut up.
Dear, don't you lower your voice to my mother.
Jane, does she have to sit there in my chair singing our song? Doodly-doo, 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 doodly.
But, dear, she's only doodling what comes naturally.
I know she is, yes.
Please, Janie, don't argue on my account. After all, this is his house. I'm only a stranger here, just a stranger. I never interfere with your privacy or comfort.
Smile when you say that, stranger.
Oh, Mother, you know we want you to be happy. We can all be happy.
Happy. If it makes you happy to be happy, you'll be happy.
Here she goes.
Like your late father used to say, Janie.
Oh, these routines.
He was such a philosopher. He used to say, what is happiness?
Every night, every night.
And I used to tell him, happiness is when your children grow up and get married to a nice man who can take care of a poor mother in her declining years and not make her feel she is a stranger and a burden and look after her in sickness and in bad health. That's what your late father said about happiness.
He was some philosopher.
He used to say, what is life? And I used to tell him, life is when your children grow up and get married to a nice man who can take care of a poor mother in her
retirement. Oh, no, no. Jane, look, there's a big basketball game tonight. I got two tickets. Let you and I go, huh?
Oh, basketball?
Yes.
And when the children go out someplace, like to a basketball game, they take the old mother with
them.
It's
a big national basketball tournament. Best teams in the country are there, Jane.
Oh, well, that sounds exciting.
Yes.
After all, it's only a matter of time till the old parents go upstairs to the last great basketball game of them all.
Oh, no, Mother, please.
After all, I've never seen a basketball game. Who knows if I'll even like it up there?
Well, the only way to find out is to go up there and see.
But, dear, you said you only got two tickets.
Yes, I've got two tickets. Come on, Jane, get your coat and let's go, huh?
But, dear, we can't go off and leave M-O-T-H-E-R alone.
Oh, don't you worry about me, Janie. I'll get along. I'm not a child.
Sure, she'll get along, Jane. Let's go, huh?
Will you be all right by yourself, Mother?
Oh, by myself, I'll be fine. But if a burglar breaks into the house...
Oh.
Well, it doesn't matter. Of course, it'll be a big shock.
Well, he'll get over it. Come on, Jane. Let's go to the basketball game, huh?
But, Mother, will you promise to go to sleep early?
Sleep? I haven't slept since I was 18 years
old.
But it's all right. I'll make up some
Ovaltine.
Yes, I know how to light the gas stove. So, if it explodes and blows up the house, I'll get to go out after all.
When you circle Madison Square Garden, buzzes. Would you...
Oh, Mother, you're always so pessimistic. Why don't you be an optician?
Yes. Come on, Janie. Let's go, huh?
Now, Janie, I don't want you to worry. As soon as something happens, they'll notify you on the loudspeaker at the basketball game between innings.
Between innings, yes.
Yes. You can always come down to the hospital and identify
me. Oh, isn't that awful?
But if it's a close game, don't leave on my account. A few minutes won't make any difference. It'll be too late anyway. So go ahead, enjoy yourselves. Have a good time.
All right, Jane, come on, let's go, huh?
Oh, dear, I couldn't go now. I couldn't enjoy a basketball game with Mother flying all over New York.
Oh, great.
I couldn't enjoy it. I don't care how many home runs we see.
Home runs. All right, look, here are two tickets. You and your mother go, and I'll stay home.
Come on, Janie, get your coat. Let's go.
But what about you, dear?
Me? Oh, I don't want to be a bother. If I'm going to be a bother, just don't bother.
Come on, Janie, let's go.
But, dear, will you be all right here by yourself?
Oh, I'll be fine by myself. But if a gorgeous blonde breaks in...
A blonde?
Oh, it's all right, Janie. They'll notify you between chuckers at the basketball game. And you can come down and identify me at the Copacabana. So, enjoy yourself. Have a good time.
Come on, Janie, let's go.
Oh, no, I wasn't born for nothing. Blonde, huh? Just wait till she gets here. I'll identify her. We're all staying home.
Well, I hope you're satisfied.
Me? What did I do?
Oh, nothing, nothing.
Well, I'm going to finish writing my letter.
Well, I'm going to finish reading my paper. Well, that was the night I reached the end of my rope. Rope? Say, I hadn't thought of that one. Nah, that's no good. Besides, she has no neck. But the next morning at the office was when I got that really clever, diabolical scheme. One of the fellows who works at the office with me, Charlie. Charlie happened to drop in for a minute.
What a basketball game last night, huh, Miss Ace?
I understand it was, yes.
You understand it was? You had two seats for it.
Yes, I did, Charlie, but I didn't go. How did you like the game?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't go either.
You had two tickets, didn't you?
Yeah, but I couldn't make it last night. My wife's father is living with us now, and my wife didn't want to leave him alone.
That's what happened with me, only it's my wife's mother.
Yeah, we don't get to go anyplace since he came to live with us. He's a widower, you see.
Same thing at our house. We don't go anyplace since she came to live with us.
What a bother.
Yeah, what a bother.
Say, that's an idea.
I was only going to say...
Me too.
You mean...
Why not?
Well, how old is your father-in-law?
Oh, he doesn't look a day over 60. How old is your mother-in-law?
Oh, about 12, I'd say.
What?
Well, I mean, she's in great shape. Spry as a colt.
How tall is she?
Oh, about 19 hands.
Great, great. My father-in-law likes tall women.
Good. Oh, not that it matters, Charlie, but is your father-in-law in good shape?
Good shape. Oh, he's got a strong constitution.
Constitution? You should see my mother-in-law. Skin like parchment. You can see Gwinnett right on her button.
Wow, what are we waiting for?
Well, how about tonight?
Okay, he'll be there at 8 o'clock. I'll wheel him over myself.
Wheel him over, that's good, fine.
Be sure your mother-in-law's there, and we'll put them both together.
You put your father-in-law together. By the time he gets there, I'll have my mother-in-law fully assembled.
Well, see you in church.
Yes. Well, I had thought of every other method to get rid of her. Drowning, strangling, hanging. But now I really had it. Shotgun. I rushed home from the office and told Jane the good news. Jane was tickled to death.
Oh, dear, stop tickling me.
But, Jane, I'm so happy. This is it. We've solved the problem. Eureka.
I do? It must be this new cologne I put
on.
Yeah,
but look, get your mother in here. Let's talk to her about it, huh?
Mother married. Yeah. Gee, I never thought of that, but it's a wonderful idea. I think every mother should be married.
I think so, too. Will you call her in? The guy's coming at 8 o'clock. Jane.
What kind of a man is he, dear?
A living man. What kind of a question is that? Call her in.
Mother?
Yes, Janie?
Mother, can you come in here a minute?
I'll be right in, Janie.
You better let me tell her, Jane, huh?
No, dear, I want to tell her. After all, she is my mother. My own flesh and bone.
Oh, yes, yes, she is.
Did you want to see me, Janie? There were some sparrows on the windowsill in my room. I was going to feed them a little honey.
Well, come in, Mother. That's just what I wanted to talk to you about the birds and the bees.
Oh, no, Jane. Tell her bluntly. Mother, you're having a gentleman caller tonight.
Gentleman caller?
Yes, he wants to get married.
Well, if it makes him happy to get married, let him be happy.
But, Mother, he wants to get married to you.
To me? Over my dead body.
All right.
No.
Isn't it wonderful, Mother? We'll get you a new torso.
That I'd like to see, yes.
Oh, no, not me. Oh, no.
Well, after all, Mother, a woman is only young once in a while.
Mm.
Love makes the world go round together.
But, Janie, I don't even know him, much less love him.
Oh, love, that comes later. Take when I got married. Remember, dear?
Look, Jane, leave me out of this. Just talk about your...
When we first got married, we were lovers. Then we became friends. And now we're buddies.
Look, buddy,
Janie, dear, who is this man?
He's living.
What?
Isn't it exciting, Mother? Can't you just smell the rice and old shoes?
Oh, Janie, that's a piece of liver I put on the stove for my dinner.
But, Mother, can't you get interested in him?
Oh, but a strange man that I've never even met. I wouldn't even know how to go about it. It's been so long since I ever even looked at another man.
But, Mother, it's always the same. Love doesn't change. Because when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. You can rely on that. Because as time goes by, moonlight and love songs are never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy, and,
hate.
Hate?
Hate, yes.
A woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fact. Say, does that sound familiar to you, dear?
Play it again, Sham. Well, Jane wasn't satisfied to let well enough alone. She had to play Cupid. That night, while we were waiting for the old gentleman to come over, she started making with the counter plots. She was the captain in charge of the attack. Zero hour had arrived. It was M Day.
Mother, this is it. Gather around me, Mother. You too, dear.
Yes, sir.
Everybody has a job to do. And if we pull together, this will be our clowning achievement.
Clowning, yeah.
I don't want any slip-ups. Are we ready?
Synchronize your watches.
Mother, when he gets here, you be sitting on the couch, reading a book, and smoking a cigarette with your legs crossed.
The neatest trick of the week.
And, Mother, pull yourself in. Look slim.
Jane, you're making it sound like the Battle of the Bulge.
And as for you, dear...
Sir, could I have a furlough?
That big dinner you just ate?
I'm sorry, sir.
When he gets here, dear, you'll wait till you get a signal from me.
Signal.
And you'll go up to the corner cigar store and telephone this number.
Cigar store.
And ask for Mother.
For me, Janie?
That's right, Mother. He's going to act like another man's calling you. And he'll ask you for a date.
Him? He's not my type.
I'm not your type. Now,
please,
just a minute.
Mother, after all, in order to get a man these days, a girl's got to play hard to take.
And she is, yes.
By the time we finish with this man tonight, Mother, you'll be going steady with him.
Oh, Janie, the way I shake all the time, how can I go
now,
steady?
That is a problem, yes.
So, when he goes up to the corner and calls you up, this man will think a lot of men are trying to take you out. But you're not a wallpaper, you see.
Walter. Oh, there he is. This is it. Everybody into their foxholes. I'll let him in.
Okay, sit down, Mother. Take the book. Sit up straight. Chin's up. That's it.
Oh, Janie, you're making me so nervous.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do? Mrs. Sherwood live here?
That's right. Come in. Come in. I'm Mr. A.
I'm Georgie Wilson.
Georgie Wilson, yes. Come in, son. I mean, Mr. Wilson, may I take your coat?
No. Gotta keep it on for a few minutes till I get used to the temperature in here.
That's quite a cough you have there, Mr. Wilson.
You like it?
Well.
Ah, you should have heard it yesterday. It was a pipperoo. Came from way down here in my bronco tube. But the doctor gave me some medicine, and all I got left now is a post-nasal drip.
Come in, Mr. Drip. Mr. Wilson. I want you to meet my wife. This is Mr. Wilson, Jane.
Oh, well, pleased to meet your acquaintance.
How do you do?
And, Mr. Wilson, you may think this is my sister, but she's really my mother.
Oh, great.
This is Mr. Wilson, Mother.
How do you do, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Sherwood? Here, I brought you a tin of chocolate.
Well, thank you.
Not at all, not at all. You'll find they're gentle and fast acting. I take them regularly myself.
Well, my favorite brand.
Won't you sit down, Mr. Wilson, on this couch over here?
No, thanks. I got to sit on a hard chair. Sacroiliac, you know.
Sacroiliac? Why, I've got that, too.
Oh, well, you two have a lot that's common.
Yes, they have.
Oh, that ain't half of what I got. I got a blood pressure of 180.
180. At its lowest, mine's 190.
I got neuritis in every one of my 10 fingers.
I've got neuritis in 9 fingers, and in my 10th finger, I've got bursitis.
You hear that cough? How do you like that cough?
It's fair.
Fair? Comes from way down in my lungs.
Lungs? Who's got lungs?
I got a silver plate in my head.
I've got service for 6.
5 years ago, I died.
Top that, Mother.
I was gone for 10 minutes.
Really?
Well,
sit over here by me, Georgie.
Dear, how about some cigars?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jane. I'm all out of them. Would you like a cigarette, though?
No, dear. Cigar store?
Oh, yes, cigar store. Excuse me, will you, folks? I'll be right back.
Well, Mr. Wilson, can I get you something?
Well, yes, you can. You can get me some bicarbonate. I always take a spoonful of bicarbonate after dinner.
I always take 2 spoonfuls.
I used to take a heaping tablespoonful.
Well, I guess I better go. You two are going to sit here spooning.
What are you taking for that cough, Georgie?
Pretty good one, isn't it?
I've got a wonderful home remedy for a cough. My mother used it till the day she died. And my brother, rest his soul, swore by it. Oh, and an uncle of mine used it all the time and never had a sick day in his life. May he rest in peace. But my stubborn old grandmother wouldn't use it at all, and she suffered all through her 95 years. She was just the most...
Oh, is that the telephone? Don't move, kids. I'll answer it. I'm in again. Hello?
Hello, Jane. I didn't go to the cigar store. I'm calling from the phone down in the lobby.
Oh, yes, she is, Gregory.
Gregory?
But she's busy. I'll see if she can talk. Mother, it's for you.
For me? Well, who is it?
Oh, I don't know. One of your boyfriends.
Oh,
yes. Honestly, Mr. Wilson, she's got more boyfriends than she knows how.
I can't talk to him, Janie. I'm busy.
Hello, Gregory. She says she can't talk to you. She's busy.
Oh, that's a shame. I was going to take her out to dinner tonight.
Well, maybe some other night she can have dinner with you, Tyrone.
But I got 2 tickets to the theater.
What theater have you got tickets for that you want to take Mother to the theater?
Jane, do I have to keep this up?
Yes, you do, Van.
Oh, fine. Well, I got 2 tickets to the theater, and after that I got a reservation at the Stork Club.
Oh, Stork Club?
Yes, and then I thought we'd drop in at the Copacabana. Got a hot rumba band there.
A rumba band, yes.
And then maybe stop at 21 for a late snack. Have wonderful food there. It's pretty expensive, but I don't care.
You know? Well, Mother can't make it, but I can. I'll be down in a few minutes. Wait for me.
Oh, no, Jane. What are you doing?
While Jane and Mr. Ace go out on the town and leave the 2 lovebirds gazing fondly at each other over their glasses of bicarbonate, I have a short message to read. It's not only a debt, it's something we all want to do. Make every possible service available to the veterans in hospitals. When you give to the 1949 Red Cross Fund Drive, you help to do just that. Your support of your Red Cross makes it possible for hospitalized veterans to have recreation and medical programs, welfare, furnishings for day rooms, gifts for special occasions. This important service to veterans is a big part of the overall Red Cross program of service to humanity. That's the purpose of your Red Cross, to serve humanity. You, too, can help through your Red Cross.
Well, getting Jane's mother married off turned out to be quite a project. It wasn't exactly love at first sight because neither she nor Mr. Wilson could see each other very well. And after all, this wasn't exactly adolescent love. It was more convalescent love. I was quite happy about the whole thing, but one night I awoke to find Jane pacing the floor.
Dear, do you know it's nearly 1 o'clock and they're not back yet?
So what?
So what? Oh, where are our parents tonight?
Oh, Jane, they went to a movie and they probably stopped to have a bite at a restaurant.
Are these our child?
Oh, will you stop that, Jane? You're getting hysterical.
That's the thanks you get from parents, staying out till all hours of the night, worrying their children. Sometimes I don't think it's worth having them.
Oh, will you please come back to sleep?
Oh, well, here she is. Is that you, Mother?
Yes, Jane.
Well, it's about time you got home. Where have you been?
Georgie and I went to the theater.
Theater? What theater stays open so late?
The amphitheater over at the hospital.
Oh, great. That's a great place.
What theater did she say? I didn't get it.
She's been over at the hospital, sitting in the amphitheater, watching the doctors operate.
Yes, they had a double feature tonight. Appendix and tonsillitis. Mm.
No shorts?
Well, they did shorten one fellow's
nose. Oh, they did. I'm glad.
Yes, that wasn't very exciting.
What kind of theaters are you going to? Doesn't he ever take you to any movie?
Well, we went once, but you see, Georgie can't hear very well, and he has to sit up close. And, of course, I'm farsighted, and I have to sit way back. And it gets very tiresome running up and down the aisle to hold hands.
Oh. Mother, we've got to have a talk.
Not now, Jane. It's too late. Let's go to sleep.
I can't sleep until I find out what's going on here. Mother, has Mr. Wilson said anything about his intentions?
What do you mean, intentions, Janie?
Oh, Mother, do I have to draw a blue point for you?
Yes, Mother. Don't clam up on us at this point.
Mother, hasn't Mr. Wilson said anything about getting, shall we say, married?
Yes, let's say that.
Dear, please stay out of this. Are you my mother's keeper?
Yes, I am. Now, Mother, why don't you go to your cage, to your room, and tomorrow we'll...
I'll do it, dear. Well, Mother, what about it? Has Mr. Wilson said anything?
Well, nothing definite. Unless you can call this ring definite.
Ring? Did he give you a ring?
Here it is. You can see it for yourself.
Oh, what a beautiful ring. Dear, look at it. A genuine 14-carat gallstone.
No kidding. Let me see that, will you? Well, everybody, the drinks are on me. Looks like it's all set. You know the old saying, something old, something borrowed, something blue. That was my top. I just blew it. How am I so sure they're going to get married? Well, the other night after dinner, Jane dashed into the living room with a big secret.
Dear, guess what Mother's doing?
Reading her book, Arthritis Can Be Fun.
No, she's packing her suitcase.
Packing a suitcase? No kidding. How do you know?
I was just eavesdripping.
Eavesdripping.
You know what this means, dear?
You mean they're going to elope?
I'm sure of it. And if I'm wrong, I'm not far from it.
Well, they're finally going to do it. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, dear, it's wonderful.
Oh, now, Jane, stop crying.
Oh, I know I shouldn't, dear. I keep saying to myself, it's not like losing a mother, but gaining a son-in-law.
Son-in-law? Old man Wilson isn't going to... Jane, the telephone.
Yeah, I was just going to, dear. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Jane?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Charlie.
Oh, yes, fine.
Hey, guess what's going on here? The old man's packing a suitcase.
Yeah, I just saw her. I was just passing your room. Oh, you mean Mr. Wilson?
Yeah.
What is it, Jane?
Just a minute, Charlie. Dear, Mr. Wilson's packing a suitcase, too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let me talk to Charlie.
Here, dear, but not so loud. They want a surprise.
Yeah. Hello, Charlie. Jane's mother's been packing, too.
Really? Well, looks like this is
yes,
it.
Yes, sir. Well, it's kind of sudden, isn't it?
Sudden? For years, the old man's been walking around with a marriage license made out to whom it may concern.
Look, Charlie, you better get out of the house so they can elope without an audience,
attaboy,
huh?
Dear.
Good idea.
We're going, too. We'll go out right away and leave the coast clear.
Attaboy, dear.
Okay, brother. So long.
Okay, brother. So long. Come on, Jane. Let's go to a movie or something,
okay,
huh?
Okay, dear. Oh, I better tell Mother we're going. But, dear, not a word to her that we know about the elopement.
Oh, I won't. Just make sure that you don't spill it.
Hey, you know me, dear.
That's what I mean.
Mother?
Yes, Janie, what is it?
Mother, we're going out to a movie. Will you be all right by yourself?
Oh, I'll be fine. Have a nice time.
We will. Say goodnight, dear.
Good night, Mother.
Good night, son.
Oh, isn't that sweet? She calls you son.
Yes, I heard her.
Good night, Mother.
Good night, Janie.
That's enough, Jane. You'll give it away. Come on, let's go.
We'll see you when we get back from the movies.
All right, Janie, but don't wait up for me.
We won't, Mother.
That's enough, Jane. Come on.
Good night, Mother. May all your troubles be little ones.
Oh, no, Jane. Isn't that awful? Well, the next 3 days were sheer heaven, with a maraschino cherry on top. I lolled around in my favorite easy chair to my heart's content. We were both extremely happy, except Jane. She missed her mother, I guess, and if the truth were known, I had an unhappy pang or two myself. You know, you can get used to anything. I missed that fragrance of fresh iodine she used to exude. Then one night, suddenly and without warning, the door opened, and there they stood, the bag and Mother.
Mother. Hello, Janie.
Mother, you're not alone.
Yes, Mother. Where's your husband?
Husband?
Where's Mr. Wilson?
Mother, didn't you get married?
Married? Why, Janie, I've only known the man a week or two. Maybe someday, but not now.
Well, but where did you go with that suitcase?
Mother, go and never darken my doorstep again.
Oh, Janie, you misunderstand. Don't you remember I told you we've been going to the amphitheater?
Well, don't tell me you two have been spending the weekend watching operations.
Oh, no, we got into the act this time.
You got into the act?
Yes, you see, Georgie's been bothered with that post-nasal drip. So he had an operation performed on his nose.
Well, that takes care of the drip. Now, what else?
Well, I had an operation performed, too.
You?
Mother, you had an operation? Where?
Well, Janie, you know where.
Oh. Dear, get up and let Mother sit in that easy chair.
Well, this is where I came in.
The Aces will be back in a moment with the title of next week's Chapter 55. Meanwhile, even when you have to do some work on Saturdays and Sundays, Friday night is really an accepted part of your weekend in planning fun and relaxation. And Friday night on CBS is famous for the fun and relaxation it brings you. Comedy with Hollywood's Jack Carson and Lucille Ball, drama with the stars on Ford Theater, mystery and adventure with more Hollywood stars on the Philip Morris Playhouse. It's a marvelously well-balanced evening, rounded out by Bob Crosby's Club 15 and the day's news with CBS's great reporter, Edward R. Murrow. All of these shows come to you every Friday night on most of these same stations. So come early, stay late for CBS's famous Friday night. And now, Mr. Ace, what is the title of next week's Chapter 55?
Well, we're going to have to skip next week, Ken, because CBS is presenting a special broadcast from Philadelphia, the third annual Philadelphia Bulletin Forum. The subject is the United States heading toward socialism. The speakers, Eric Johnston and Morris Sayer, and the moderator, Walter D. Fuller.
I bet they won't get as many laughs as we do.
No, they won't, Jane, but we'll be back a week from that day. Good night.
Me too.
Good night.
The script for Mr. Ace and Jane is written by Goodman Ace. Original music conducted by Howard Smith. In the supporting cast were Betty Gard as Jane's mother, Art Carney as Mr. Wilson, Paul Stewart as Charlie, and this is Ken Roberts announcing you may hear Mr. Ace and Jane the week after next over CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.